We must first realize that life is quite unsatisfactory. Unhappy events linger forever. Happy times vanish in the blink of an eye. We must accept this condition. Life begins when the pain, with the pain of birth, and ends with the pain of death. And between the Alpha and Omega lives dis-ease. Have faith that there is a way out, which is to understand that the cause of this unsatisfactoriness. We're a little late. Okay. It's all right. We'll wait a minute. Oh, yes. I'm going to start over. Can they hear me now? They can? Okay. We must first realize that life is quite unsatisfactory. Unhappy events linger forever. Happy times vanish in the blink of an eye. We must accept this condition. Life begins with the pain of birth and ends with the pain of death. And between the Alpha and the Omega lives dis-ease. Have faith that there is a way out, which is to understand that the cause of this unsatisfactoriness is craving. We want the happy times to linger forever and the unhappy events to vanish in the blink of an eye. A life free of pain is not possible, but a life free of craving, for it to be otherwise, is. Once free of craving, though the pain remains, the suffering ceases. We can feel the body sitting, and it's our signal. It's our cue, this felt sense of knowing, to turn inward, to turn towards an anchor. To engage this active energy of letting go of thought. We could think of it as engaging renunciation or restraint. Now, to begin to see what happens, begin to understand and recognize what happens when you engage this restraint, just letting go of thought. Doesn't matter how many times, just the picking up of a neutral, non-stimulating, nothing special anchor. That's not even something you can control, like sound or breathing or the felt sense of the body sitting. To put your attention on that which does not stimulate and let go of this thinking mind that does stimulate. What happens when we apply restraint to the present moment? You might notice that sounds become more beautiful. Even silence has its own quality, its own gift. You can appreciate the breath more than you ever did before. Just the act of sitting without having to do anything can be quite pleasant. There's no doing here. There's just the willingness to turn your attention towards an anchor and to choose that anchor over the enticement of thought. Notice where the mind is. No judgment, no comparing. Notice if the mind is thinking. Before you let go, what is it thinking on? Notice how the body feels with those thoughts. Is there tension? Is there tightness in places? Are the thoughts wholesome or unwholesome? Are they habits? Very simple, just notice the thoughts. Notice how the body feels. Then let go and turn towards your anchor. Choose to aim your attention at the anchor and sustain it there as long as you can. If you notice the mind is thinking, before you just turn away to the anchor, notice, what is the character of those thoughts? Wholesome? Unwholesome? Is it habitual? Feel into the body. Is there tightness, tension? Can you feel the felt sense in a certain place, in the belly, in the shoulders, in the jaws, or the back of the eyes? When you felt out the feelings, categorize them, categorize the thoughts, let them go best you can. Turn your attention towards your anchor. Aim and sustain your attention. Begin again. Just noticing the changing nature of the anchor. Notices movements. The felt sense of the body breathing. The felt sense of sensations moving. The body sitting. The movement of sound. In a moment, I'm going to ring the bell for our transition. And you're noticing the question is, what happens when you are lost in your habit thinking? What happens when you're lost in unwholesome thoughts? What happens when you're in wholesome thoughts? Or just considering when you're receptive, softer, kinder, have more restraint to stay in the present moment. How are you? How is your response to whatever rises? When you notice you're in your habit mind, what happens? So just kind of pose a question one at a time. What happens when I'm in my planning mind or my worrying mind? Just pose that as a question. No need to answer it. You're not actually asking yourself a question to be answered. You want to feel the answer. And so just begin your walking. Walk to the end of your path and stop. Stand there a few minutes, see what arises, what do you notice. It's all important, no matter what comes up. No matter what happens, it's all very much a necessary part of practice. And you let it go, you turn around, maybe ask another question. What happens when I'm lost in some angry, ill will, or harmful thought? What happens then? Let that question just ride out there and walk your path. You could also note, what have you learned over the course of the day? And leave the question that way. And then I'll ring the bell in 20 minutes for us to come back. It'll be 20 after, so it might be a minute later. A minute or two earlier.